Hello guys, it's me, Pavit Online. Today we are going to read a book called Geronimo Stilton, The Phoenix of Destiny. Let's go. Hello mouse friends, my name is Stilton. Geronimo Stilton. Yep, it's really me, your friend from New Mouse City. You probably know that I run the Ravens Gazette, the most famous Mouse, or should I say, newspaper on Mouse Island. But I'm more than just a newspaper mouse. Let me tell you some facts about myself before we get started. Number 1. I live at 8 Mouseford Lane and I love being home. Number 2. I work at 17 Swiss Cheese Center at the Rodents Gazette. Number 3, I am a scary mouse. I am not sporty or adventurous at all. Number 4, but I still go on exciting fur-raising adventures in a place called the Kingdom of Fantasy. Now let me begin my story. For people who don't know, this is actually the 7th book in the series of Kingdom of Fantasy. You should check it out. So I'm just continuing this. Yeah, let's go. Now let me begin my story. The afternoon when everything started, I was at home trying out a new recipe for enormous extra chewy, extra chocolatey chocolate chip cookies. Yum. As I prepared the cookie dough, my telephone rang. Ring, ring, ring. I grabbed the phone, still clutching my wooden spoon, which was dripping with chocolate. Oops, what a mess. Stilton. Geronimo Stilton squeaking. I snapped. I heard my grandfather, William Shorty Pals, short pause, yelling in the receiver. Rats. No offense. Branson, remember that you are due to write another Kingdom of Fantasy book. It better be an amazing adventure, he screamed. Well, I didn't really do it in screaming, so let me say that again. Branson, remember that you are due to write another Kingdom of Fantasy book. It better be an amazing adventure, he screamed. Why was he always screaming? I nodded, even though he couldn't see me, and squeaked. Yes, I know, another fantasy adventure. But before I could continue, Grandfather interrupted me. No, not just another adventure, fantasy adventure, he thundered. This needs to be extra special book. It needs to be super adventurous, super scary, and super fun. It needs to be epic. Now get started. I'll call you in a few hours to make sure you're not slacking off. I sighed and hung up the phone. I knew I had to get to work, or else Grandfather William would never leave me alone. Still, I decided a tasty cookie or two might give me inspiration. 10 minutes later, bing, my cookies were done. I made myself a cup of tea and put some warm cookies on a plate. Then I sat in my favorite porch chair in front of a cozy fire. How relaxing. I wasn't really in a mood to write, but I knew I had to get cracking. Grandfather William would be calling me, demanding to know what were my ideas for the extra special book. I took my notebook and my pen and began scribbling away. Let's see, cheese, bananas, toilet paper, pizza bagels. Oops! I was actually writing a shopping list. I refocused and before I knew it, hours had gone by. I stared at the blaze in the fireplace. I noticed something strange. The flames looked like eyes in the dark. Suddenly I realized those eyes belonged to a fantastical creature, the Phoenix of Destiny. For people who don't know, the Phoenix of Destiny had met Geronimo on his first adventure and had helped him to escape from Kakal. The name of the first book was The Kingdom of Fantasy. Then, the phoenix jumped out of the fireplace surrounded by a cloud of sparks. Holy jeez! Was that a fantastical creature like the Phoenix of Destiny doing in my living room? I pinched my fur to make sure I wasn't dreaming. Ouch! Nope, I was definitely awake. I stared at the phoenix. Her beak was the purest gold. Her eyes were glittering emerald green, and she had the most amazing red feathers. Yep, the phoenix was really a spectacular bird. On the cue, the bird answered, "Are you ready for another long and scary adventure, Sir Geronimo Stilton?" "Well, you see," the phoenix interrupted me. "You don't have to answer me now, but you do have to come with me." "She has given an order," the bird said. Chip, chirped, chirped. "She?" I asked. "Yes, she, the one and only Queen Blossom, the Queen of Fairies," the phoenix proclaimed. Jesus crackers, I never knew I was a nervous wreck, but I could never say no to Queen Blossom. If she needed my help, I was prepared to give it. Taking a deep breath, I climbed onto the bird's back. She flapped her wings and then dove into the fireplace, up the chimney and into the night sky. Phew! It was a good thing that the phoenix had magical powers, or I would have become mouse toast. Soon we were soaring over the new mouse city. Okay guys, we are going to stop till here, but in the other episodes I will make this a little longer. So see you next time.